Altogether, 11 Russian cities will be hosting World Cup games, from Kaliningrad on the Baltic Sea to Samara on the Volga River. Another host city on the Volga is Kazan. It's about 500 miles east of Moscow. It's the capital of the Russian Republic of Tatarstan. And it's also the hometown of one of my colleagues at the BBC's Russian service, Olga Ivshina.
I recently visited my hometown and saw the preparations, for the World Cup. And Kazan is a very nice and welcoming city at all times. But now you feel that, they're trying their best and they're preparing. You can see banners all over the place and stadium is radiant shining. And ordinary people prepare as well. I heard school kids and grown-ups trying to learn English. We usually have all road signs, street signs in two languages, in Russian and in Tatar. And now they added a third line in English. So you really do feel like in a multicultural city straight on. I also know that some of my friends who have restaurants prepare as well there. For example, a friend of mine who has his own Tatar national restaurant, he prepares special set of menus for Muslim fans because Kazan would host Iranian team. So they prepare, special areas where Muslim fans can come, go to the mosque, then eat halal food, and then see all the matches and share, this holiday with other fans. I think it's important that Kazan is hosting World Cup because it's both a challenge and an opportunity. I won't say that everything is ideal. Kazan is facing some challenges which are typical for Russia. For example, some pressure on local opposition or some troubles with social care, etc., etc. So many people say, why are we spending so much money on preparation for the World Cup, even though we have more urgent problems to tackle? But I guess it helps Kazan to become better, because when it will be in the spotlight of the media, in spotlight of the local and international media, I hope this will help city to improve for guests, but also to make the city itself better for people who live there constantly.
The BBC's Olga Ivshina talking about her hometown, Kazan, and Tatarstan. The city is hosting its first World Cup game on Saturday between France and Australia. A big thanks to the BBC's Fifth Floor podcast for Olga's story.